For those who don't know me, my name's Alex, and I'm going to apologize in advance if I get emotional while I speak, because this was just really emotional for me again going. This is my second time. This was actually my first time going on a plane by myself, and those who know me know that I don't like flying at all. And going from Houston to New Orleans was pure turbulence the whole way. Was not fun for me. But these are pictures at the airport, and this is when we landed in New Orleans 4 hours after the other guys got delayed on their plane, finally getting the rental cars. And this is one of the banners they had up at the church, and just being in that church, I felt calm as soon as I walked in there. And hearing the stories about that church when Katrina hit, it was just all gone. There was total devastation, and that whole church was rebuilt from the ground up, from what I was told, from volunteers. Mm. And it's not a small church. It's huge. Mm. And it made me kind of jealous because they got high-def TVs right in front of the gym. All throughout the church. And one night I went and watched the choir practice in the sanctuary. And just to hear the intensity coming from everyone's voice. And it's not just three or four people. It's 40 or 50 people in there singing to God. Just practice, and it's just, you feel that intensity. And I got emotional just hearing the lyrics from the songs. And then that whole week for me in the beginning started off kind of rough, because for me, I had a hard time finding what my role was. You know, everybody, the first house we started, we had to lift it off its foundation. So, you know, Sean and Mike, they were going under the house to start getting everything ready. And I wanted to go under there and do it with them. I wanted to help them. But I'm going on my fourth knee surgery next month in 1 year. And it's limiting me to what I can do. So it was kind of rough having to accept a different role. And I still had a hard time. And then up till about the middle of the week, I finally, the guy that we were working with, his name was James. We were going around. He's like, "You're going to ride with me today, buddy. We're going to go out." So we were just going around to different job sites, making sure everybody had what they needed. And it was kind of rough for me because I'm used to getting down and dirty. And to do this was a total role change. And then that night, I was really frustrated with myself, feeling like I had let the team down. And that night there was a Bible study in the church, and everybody went. And I felt like I just needed to be by myself and do my own Bible study, just to have some peace and quiet. So I started reading through the Bible, and I was led to some scriptures. I can't really remember off the top of my head, but it helped me with anxiety and fear and anger. And that next morning, James is like, "You're going to be working with me today, buddy. We're going to go do some stuff." So we went around to this site, which was the first house that these guys worked on, lifted it off the ground. I believe it was about a foot. And then there's another house that they did as well that was, I believe, a foot and a half in the front and almost 3 feet in the back that had to be lifted. And there was another house where me, Bo, and Matt went to. They had to take the bricks out of the front of the stairs. So the man over here with the sledgehammer went to town. But the reason why I say it was emotional is this year has been kind of rough for me in the sense, in the summertime, I had lost my aunt. She was in knee surgery, and she slipped in a coma and never came back. And I haven't seen her since I was a kid. And then about a month or two after that, I lost my grandmother, who lives in Mexico. So it was really hard for me because I really didn't know how to feel about that. So I felt like going and doing this would kind of help me understand, and it did. I met a lot of good people out there. I met Bo, and I met Art, who I go to church with, but I never really got a chance to talk to him. And talking to Art, I learned a lot from that guy, and I was hoping he was here because I wanted to thank him in person for everything that he talked to me about, because I learned so much from him. He loves his son so much, and he taught me that when I have a kid, he taught me how much you love your kid, no matter what. And it's just amazing. And then talking to James, the guy that I was working with, you know, telling me the story about what happened to him when Katrina hit. He was in Washington, D.C., and his wife was there in New Orleans. And his wife didn't want to leave without him there. So he had to fly from Washington, D.C. to New Orleans, but couldn't get a flight directly in. So he had to get a taxi to just outside the city and then rush to his wife. And then they moved out of state for, I think it was about a year or two. And then he said a couple weeks after the hurricane was gone, he came back in and it was like a war zone. There was just nobody there. You couldn't even tell where the streets were or anything. And he taught me a lot. And listening to the stories he told me, I felt really selfish about myself and the things that I've done here. Because what he talks about is the people that live there are just happy to be alive. And are just happy to be with their families. And I feel like I've taken advantage of my family. And learning that stuff from him, I have a greater appreciation for my beautiful fiance who's sitting back there. And I apologize to her every day because sometimes my attitude gets the best of me. And being on this trip woke me up and helped me realize the things that I've done wrong. And I need to be closer to God. I need to be more connected with Him. I need to pray more because I don't do it enough. And being out there proved that when I pray, things do happen. It proved it so much. Because I prayed to connect with the guys I didn't know well out on the trip. And when I prayed, I got to know Bo better. I got to work with him, know how great of a guy he is. Same with Art and same with Matt and Dave and everybody else on the trip. Everybody that I worked with out there that even aren't here that we met that live in other states, they're all a part of God. And that's somebody that I need to become too. And I'm working hard on that. I'm doing everything I can to be that person that prays on a daily basis for what I need. And I said it last week, and I want to close with this. I don't say it enough, but I want to thank Steve, and I want to thank Jeff, and I want to thank Shirley for helping me. Of the words that you guys share, I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for you guys. Thank you.